Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. With that said, let's get on the show. What's going on, guys? My name is Hussein, and I get a lot of these questions from network engineers. You guys ask me, Hussein, how can I move from network engineering to backend engineering? And you guys, backend engineering is the perfect spot for network engineering. You guys have a perfect slot that you guys fit in because your skills are with what? Communication, networking, right? So you are adept and expert in sniffing packets, learning how to TCP works, learn how UDP works. And guess what? Everything in backend engineering, now that we split up everything into services most of the time, we deal with communication in everything that has to do with backend engineering almost all the time. So we communicate, and guess what? What do we use for communication? HTTP mostly, gRPC, WebSocket, and guess what? All of these are built on HTTP, which is built on TCP. So your skills just fit very nicely in this. So one in the video that I discussed, in the backend engineering video, check it out right here, I discussed the different first principle fundamentals that different sectors of backend engineering is there, as I see it personally. And network engineers have the advantage to fit right into two spots, the proxies and the communication protocol. So let's quickly discuss how proxies can help network engineers level up there and then become really good at just general working with proxies. So example, rev proxies, reverse proxies, load balancers, caching layers are all backend engineering components that are required for almost any architecture that you build in the backend. For you, when you want to do a load balancing, that is a reverse proxy. What is that? That's a server that listens on a given port and that accepts communication and then forwards it up to a backend or a sets of backends services, which are just another servers based on certain criteria, based on different filters. What is the similar thing that is networking you guys work with? Firewall. That's exactly very similar, except network engineers, you guys live at layer 2, layer 3. If you're going to jump onto layer 4, you barely jump to the application layer. You don't work with that. I watched enough networking videos to know that you don't care what happened. It's just data to you guys. So now with proxies, you're going to be working at a higher level. So you're going to be working at layer 4 and layer 7 mainly, because you're going to deal with these things, right? Switches, routers, that the devices that you guys work on a daily basis are all devices that work at layer 2 in case of switch and layer 3 and 4 in case of routers, because you're going to route based on NATing and you do network address translation, stuff like that. These skills fit perfectly in the proxies layer, in the building proxies. Just learn how different proxies work. Learn how Nginx work. Learn how HAProxy work. Learn how Envoy work. And learn about all other stuff, how these different proxies work. So that's just one area in backend engineering that you can specialize in. And you guys are going to become better than any of us software engineers. And that's because you have the backbone knowledge to help you advance even faster than any of us. Because you know how things work in the networking. You just need to pick up how the application does things. And we need really good engineers at this area, especially proxies, reverse proxies, load balancing, caching layers, which is just a almost like a firewall, but plays at the higher levels, essentially. So that's essentially just one space that network engineer you guys can fit in. The second point is communication protocols. You guys built the TCP protocol and the UDP protocol, right? And you made it very, very efficient with those headers and very, very minimal headers when you build the TCP. So we need also backend engineers that are great on building new communication protocols or contributing to the existing communication protocols, such as gRPC, HTTP2, WebSockets, and other protocols as well. So learning these protocols and trying to fix what is broken in them, because nothing is perfect, obviously. Trying to learn this and trying to be adept and expert. I hate the word expert. Trying to be more knowledgeable in these, you're gonna get a great advantage. You'll be unstoppable as network engineers, because that's just a natural path to fit in. One final thing that network engineer can help improve backend engineering is to question and call out everything that the application does. If there is an additional packet or an additional request that is not supposed to go there, you guys should call us out. It says, okay, guys, why are we sending 7 packets and we're doing 7 acknowledgements here? That's just unacceptable. Why is the application doing that? So you go to the application, look at the application, understand why the application is doing that, and try to fix it so it doesn't. Or try to understand why it doesn't, because if there is a good reason behind it. So that's another point I'd like to add. I hope you enjoyed this video as well. It's very short, just to tell you guys where you can fit. So you can either pick communication protocol or proxies, in my opinion. Obviously, you can pick any other. You can be a database engineer, but it's almost like a 180 shift, in my opinion. Network engineering, you guys fit very naturally in proxies, load balancing, reverse proxies, and all these caching layers. Varnish, right? That's another reverse proxy that acts like a caching layer, which is very, very critical. Serverless, guys. Serverless is, there is a backbone reverse proxy that all serverless architecture is based upon. The reverse proxy accept these calls and then route and decide to increase the load or decrease the load based on the load of these requests. And these requests are nothing but application requests, not TCP packets. I think that the difficulty in a network engineer, to end this video, are just moving from looking at things on just packets to looking at this as a collection of packets that form a request. A logical request and a logical response. And what does that mean? You guys, once you make that leap, you'll be unstoppable. I hope you become great backend engineers. Hope that video helps. Give it a like if it did. Share it with your friends. And we welcome network engineers in this great community. Thank you so much. Goodbye.